Public hearing is conditional use number 2144, William Caldwell.
Thank you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you please to leave quietly. We're still meeting here. We've actually got another two pages of stuff to do, so.
Okay, this is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for tree company operation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.5851 acres more or less. The property is located on the south side of Greeley Avenue, approximately 370 feet and 461 feet east of North Old State Road. The 911 address is 18576 Greeley Avenue, Lincoln. The tax parcels are District 230, Map 5.20, parcels 55 and 56. Staff would note that submitted for the record are a site plan, a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and we also received the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application?
Is that it?
All right, sir, come on up.
I'm Carl Anderson and Jim Atkins. We own the property. We currently have Mr. Caldwell there with his tree company.
Okay.
We didn't realize when he needed a place to establish, so we allowed, actually bought the property with the idea of giving him a place to be.
Okay.
And so he's been there 5 years. And then we found out that it's agriculture and needs to have an exception. So.
And I'm James Atkins, and just for the sake, we live at 8371 Canberra Road in Felton.
Okay.
But we own the property that Mr. Caldwell is.
You're coming all the way from Felton. Do you have your passport with you?
Yes.
our attorney wants to see it. He'll stamp it for you.
Okay.
Coming from Kent County, so you know.
Stamp it for his return.
Yeah. Well, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
I have no objection for him operating the business there. He rents the house that's on the property. And the business he has is basically off-site because his work is off-site.
Okay.
There's equipment and stuff like that coming and going as he goes through the different jobs.
Okay. So, now, Mr. Caldwell, I believe you are the applicant this evening, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you if you would step in a little closer to the mic because you're going to get all the questions, okay?
Right.
Now, you can have your crack team of advisors there can answer questions for you. You can direct the question to them if you want to, okay? So, now I'm going to ask you the same question. You've heard what our director read into the record. Is there anything you'd like to add? You'd like to tell us about your business or what you're doing there?
Well, I've been in business about 28 years. I do a lot of work for the City of Milford.
Okay.
I used to live down the street a little further at LaDania Pond Road. I was there 13 years, and I never had a problem working my business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lost that home, and I was able to rent this home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working out of this home. This is actually the same thing I did before.
Okay.
So like the gentleman earlier, the tree company,
mm-hmm.
My trucks are there, but we don't do our work there.
Right.
We work for the public, work for the cities, or whoever needs us.
Okay.
Storm damage or, mm-hmm. Now I do bring home logs and, you know, on the property there, at some point to where we can haul them away, but it's not worth hauling one or two logs away at a time.
Okay.
Clear to Pearson's Corner,
mm-hmm.
which is Kent County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mm-hmm. I get a truckload, like a tractor trailer load, and I can load them and haul them out.
But okay.
Other than that, it's just I got a few employees and
okay.
just a small operation.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. And we're going to start with Mr. Hopkins right here.
So, it looks like there's quite a bit of different things out there on that site. And it looked like is there logs in
logs.
A number of different locations?
Yeah.
Piles?
Yeah.
And some old boats and...
Yeah, I got to get one of them's going over to the junkyard. The rest of them are registered.
I mean, on this type of an application, I mean, I'd be concerned with stuff just kind of accumulating and wood, you know, accumulating and rodents and...
Rodents?
Yeah, well, you know, the rats living in the log pile.
No, most of my stuff's logs. I do burn wood. I mean, I cut my own firewood and I burn wood. I heat wood. And the reason you see them scattered out is because I'd offload one at a time. So I can't, like, stack a whole pile. If I could, I could have every log I have in a shorter area in this whole room. And they'd be all in one place, but I don't have equipment enough, strong enough to pick them up and stack them.
Right.
So I pull up, and I dump one, and that's why they're scattered out.
Look, when I went up there today, it looked like there's a real drainage problem there as well.
Oh, yeah. It'd be nice if the state put a ditch out front. That'd be nice.
I mean, it looked like the majority.
Over a half acre full of water about that deep.
Yeah.
Well, that certainly makes us feel a lot better about this application.
Well, as they built our houses there, out and down Old National Highway, those ditches were closed off by driveways.
Right.
Because that was originally farm area.
And I know the guy that lived there before, him and Dave Wilson, tried to get it past Senator Wilson.
Representative. So far.
They try to get a ditch put in, you know, between my property and the road, and that water wouldn't be there then if that would have took place, but it never got done. Now I was just asking for, how you say it, common use?
Conditional
use. Conditional use.
Three properties down from me, there's a lot there has all the propane tanks, and they're the same use, and that's really commercial, in my point of view. And that's only three properties down.
Okay.
And then I got the fire company in the backyard.
Okay.
It did, so was it, so the boat, is that a pond, is that a pool there as well?
Yeah, I have a swimming pool behind the barn.
And that's an active swimming pool?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's a 21-foot.
It's Cabela.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions right now.
Okay. All right. Ms. Wingate?
I just have a couple questions. So I get it that you store the logs there.
Yeah.
What's the duration until you have like a full load typically?
I try to save enough up to where I can get a hauler. Most of your logging companies, they don't want to come and collect logs unless they got enough to put on a track trailer.
Because sure.
it's not feasible for them or me.
Right.
If I put two logs or three logs at a time on the size truck that I have, I'd have to drive clear to Pearson's Corner, which the time and effort and fuel to even do that wouldn't be feasible. But if I get a track trailer come, like a logging company come, and then it would be profitable for them and me, you know.
How often does it happen, Billy?
Hasn't happened yet, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's just the pile's been there for however long you've been there.
It's been there, well, like I said, I've been there 5 years. I might have 100 logs. If I count them all, I might have 100 on 2.5 acres.
Okay.
So just think if you had 2.5 acres and it was all wooded, I'll have a lot less logs than that. If you want to look at it in that way.
Okay.
I guess that's it.
That's it?
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Robinson.
No questions, thanks.
Ms. Holly Stevenson.
No, other than that, no. I think that's it.
Okay, staff?
No, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
Yes, I have a few. How many employees do you actually have?
I didn't hear you.
How many employees do you actually have?
Boats.
Employees.
Employees. Like right now, just one. They kind of come and go. I like to have three or four, to be honest with you. I like to try to grow a little, you know.
Okay.
I've always stayed kind of small, but right now I'm down to one.
All right, and what are your hours of operation?
I like to do like 8 to 5, 8 to 6, something like that.
Do you want a sign at all? A sign advertising the business on the property?
I used to have one there by my mailbox, but I moved it.
Okay.
It was just like a for sale sign size. It's not a real big sign. It's not even a quarter of that TV screen.
Okay, thank you.
They're basically just site signs that he uses when he goes to the different locations.
Yes.
And under contracts.
Yeah. Actually, that's what they are. It's like a for sale sign for a house. And I had the guy make the sign up for me, and it's the same frame they use. And okay. I can pull them up and move them, you know.
Thank you.
None for me, thanks.
No. Okay.
All right, then. Well, thank you, Ms. Cornwell, for filling in the blanks there for us. I have no questions, so I'm going to ask you, you gentlemen, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2144, William Caldwell? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2144, William Caldwell? Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Douglas Combs. I live at 18569 Greeley Avenue in Lincoln, right across the street.
Okay.
I have a few questions and concerns. We moved to Lincoln, me and my wife and family, maybe 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We moved there because it was quiet.
Mm.
We lived in the city. We wanted to get somewhere that was quiet, and we purchased our land from the original owner of this property here, Mr. Motter.
Mm-hmm.
He was a farmer, but he was quiet. My concern is the noise, the buildup. If you go to the property, you see fire trucks, you see everything out there on the property, bad drainage. And also, I'm concerned about the value of my home. Now, we just got approved from Sussex County to add on 2,000 square feet to my house. I'm looking for my value to go up. With having a tree company there, it's going to affect the value of my property. Now, if it's going to be a situation to where it's just going to be a storage area, my question is, what's going to be different than what's being done right now?
Well, I can tell you that I get the sense that it isn't going to be anything different than what's being done right now. It's just that they are making an attempt to conform with the ordinance.
If it's approved.
If it's approved. Because the activity that's taking place there is not permitted in that zoning classification. Without what's called a conditional use, or they could try to get a change of zone, but they're asking for a conditional use. So the application is for the activity that's taking place there now, and they haven't asked to do anything else, so there wouldn't be anything else that would be allowed other than what's happening there now.
Okay. So I would be just concerned about the hours of business, because
right,
I know sometimes like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, he's out there working, the fire truck lights is going off. I mean, it's
I was going to ask you, what's the noise that you...
That fire truck has a siren, and a light. And I'm a business owner.
Right.
You see my shirt, I have 10 employees.
Okay.
If I don't bring my business to my house.
Right.
Because I know it'll disturb the neighbors.
I'm not getting the fire truck connection, though.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I'm not understanding.
Is there a fire truck that's parked there or something
like
that?
Yeah, he has a fire truck.
There's also...
You sold it. It was a fire truck there.
And he would, and at night, he would have the lights and siren
yes.
on? For no apparent reason? Was he going to a fire?
No.
Was he hoping a fire was going to come to him?
No, I got to hear. I really have no idea.
Okay.
Those are my main concerns.
Fair enough.
If he is approved,
okay.
Just the hours.
Okay.
Is it gonna just,
all right. Well, I'll see what I can find out about
okay.
that. Okay. Mr. Caldwell,
yes.
Come on back and see us for a minute. I want to hear the story of the fire truck.
I think you might have some explaining to do.
Yeah. I think you're going to need to tell us about this fire truck situation here.
The lights on top are white. We changed them out. It's actually a rollback. And the guys, before I got it, And it's actually not even my name. It's just at my place. We use it.
Okay, but
it's registered. It's a FT tag.
Okay.
Farm truck tag. And anyhow, it's a rollback. So when we do a real big tree, we can hook chain up to the log and we drag it up on rollback, and that's how we transport the log.
Okay. And it is equipped with a siren.
Well, that's how they bought it.
Why are we using the siren?
I don't just remember using it in my
because time. You can.
But why would you use it at all?
Well, yeah. Well, or the flashing lights. What's up with all that? I mean, you know, what or the lights?
The lights are like if we don't drive very fast, especially if we got a 4-ton log on the
right. Truck. I understand.
So the lights are white. We're allowed to have white or yellow.
Sure, of course. I understand.
Yeah.
Why would you need the lights on your property though? If it's
why?
If you're just on your property, why would you need the lights on to?
We always check
disruptive to your neighbors.
We always check them before we take it on the road. Just like a cops or a fire company or anybody else.
Oh, okay. All right. Mr. Caldwell, what hours are you planning to run this business?
Well, as far as late at night, I am a workaholic. But usually when I split wood, I'm all the way in the back of the property. So I like to split wood at night. Which I mean, I didn't know it was that loud, to be honest with you. It's 2.5 acres.
Okay. So what time do you usually start work?
Regular work, I can start with. I guess whatever they allow me to do, 8 to 6 or...
Okay. And that would be generally, do you work every day or...
7 days a week.
Okay.
Well,
the biggest thing is
we don't necessarily have to be an enabler.
Right. No. But he said regular work. Is there some other kind of work that you do beyond the 8 to 6?
What I meant by regular work is like when the employees are there, we try to do a regular hour of work. I'm always there, so I'm going to go out in my yard and do my splitting wood or cutting logs up so I can split wood or move my logs around with my tractor on my time, not my employees' time. I'm like a farmer, I'm never done. So I'm just being honest.
Oh well, we appreciate that. We appreciate that very much.
I mean I have to work for whoever I work for. If we have emergency storm damage or you know, the school district or city of Milford or whoever. Mm-hmm. But then there's my stuff that I gotta do.
Right.
To heat my own house.
Sure.
Provide for my children. So mm-hmm. I'm never really done.
Well, in that respect, none of us are ever really done.
Right. Well, I mean, I know now I should keep the noise down a little bit other than that.
Well, what I want you to be aware of is that this is a conditional use application, and if it's approved, we can place conditions on it, which would include hours of operation, noise, lights, this kind of thing that you would have to abide by.
Yeah, I understand that.
So just want to make sure you understand that. Okay. All right. We'll let you take a seat. We'll see if there's anybody else here that wants to comment on your application. Is there anyone else would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions or comments? All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.